Hello, and welcome back to the Cash and Commitment Podcast with myself, Yinka.
And Veronia.
And we are going to get straight into this.
Do you like saying that?
I don't actually, but I can never...
Because you've been saying that in the past.
I can never think of anything else to say. So, we're going to get straight into this. Veronia, what is your highlight of the week?
So, my highlight maybe is a little bit boring, but it's that time of the month where I have been... No, let me finish. It's the time of the month where I look at the budget.
Okay.
And so I have started pulling in the numbers of the budget and seeing like how we spent last month compared to this month,
mm-hmm.
which you'll need to have a look at. And that's a bit of my highlight because I look forward to doing it. I kind of find it quite soothing. You may not agree, but...
Yeah, you're right. It is a boring one, isn't it?
Do you know what, though? I feel like there needs to be a time where you do the budget from scratch.
Easy.
And I look at it.
You don't
and
need to
I review it.
It. You don't need to review it.
Why can't I review it?
There's no need. It'll be the same as it was last
month. No, it won't, actually. And in fact, this month is different because we've got other stuff going on.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. And we also need to pay for Disney Plus, so... That's also been included.
Yeah. Amazon Prime.
Yeah. We haven't discussed this.
Cool.
Anyway, what are we talking about today then?
Well, we have a dilemma. Another dilemma. A Reddit dilemma.
Mm.
So, let me clear my throat for this. So, the title of this dilemma is Splitting Bills with Girlfriend After Moving In Together.
Right.
Cool. So, I am looking for advice on how best to split household bills and bordering on relationship advice. Currently, I clear £2,400 per month after tax, and she clears £1,950 per month after tax. Our combined household bills for mortgage, utilities, insurance, and food is £1,600. I contribute £850 while she contributes £750. I accept this as a generous 50-50 split as I earn slightly more. Personal finances, I have zero debt, lower car payment, and good with savings and investments, whereas she is paying debt, higher car payments, and is a spender. I pay £70 towards her car payment to help out too. However, lately, I think she has become jealous that my disposable income is way more than hers, as I am left with around £850 per month. Of this, I save around £500 per month versus her with £260 per month. Is this the right approach and what most others do, or am I being selfish? She feels we should be combining our income and every penny is ours, which I don't like the idea of. What are our options? I feel this could snowball into some real arguments time and time again.
What? So she wants to join the finances.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have said yes if they were married.
Yeah.
But because they are not, no, I do not think they should be joining at all.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, I guess, the beginning part. So, again, this is where, like, when we were talking about joint versus separate finances,
mm-hmm.
when you have two different incomes, like, you have to decide how you're going to split it.
Yeah.
Okay, for instance, if they were married but they wanted to have it separate, I'm not sure I would do 50-50,
mm-hmm.
because you're both earning different amounts. Like, I think it would make sense to have it proportionate based on how much you're earning.
Mm-hmm.
So, although I think is it that she's like putting in 100 less?
Yeah. So he does 850 for bills, she does 750.
Okay. Fair enough. I don't know if that's proportion based
it's
on
not
their
proportionate
income.
It's not proportionate based on their income.
So she'll basically end up having less disposable income.
Yes. So she's paying a higher percentage.
Yeah.
Relative to her income compared to his.
Yeah, so I think logically it would make sense for it for them not to do that and make it based on their income. But again, I definitely don't think they should be joining. And it's quite interesting seeing the fact that obviously that person has savings, but then the partner doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The partner spends money. It kind of reminds me of me. When, if, for example, we were together at the point where I had my debt,
yeah,
and I was spending money. Yeah, there's... It's a tricky one. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Well, there's a comment down here that says, combining all of your money is really something to save for when you're married.
Yes, exactly.
I'd agree with, because when you are married, you are joined financially anyway. At the moment, they're just boyfriend and girlfriend that have moved in together.
Mm.
So financially, then, actually, they may be joined together financially, because it did say mortgage.
So, yeah, because I don't know, like,
yeah,
did they both buy the house together?
True, true. So we don't know that. But because they're boyfriend and girlfriend, I wouldn't, because there's a level of commitment there, yes, because they're in a relationship together and they've moved in together. But it's a level of commitment that isn't as high or as bounding as a marriage.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't join finances. So I wouldn't do what the girlfriend is saying. But I do think a review of the finances may be warranted. Okay. Not so much in the girlfriend's favor, because I do think it is somewhat fair. So if we look at our situation, when we were together, but we weren't living together,
mm-hmm.
but you had a major amount of debt and I had a relatively minuscule compared to yours. So it was never a situation where you were asking me to help you with your debt.
No, not at all.
And in essence, I don't think that is particularly a good habit to get into. You should deal with your debt beforehand anyway. So I think a review is needed. And he's actually been generous in terms of giving her £70 towards the car payment.
Yeah,
as
I wouldn't.
Well,
so. I don't think I would have done that. Is that per month?
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done that.
He's giving her towards a car payment.
No.
But I can see where she's coming from as well, though, because if at the end of everything, he's got £850 and she's got £260, even though he is saving £500 of his £850, I can see why she feels the type of way.
Yeah. But part of the reason why she probably can't save as much is because she has that car payment.
Yeah. And the debt.
And the debt. I personally would not be paying that £70 at all.
Why? You don't want to offer a hand?
If 100%, if they were married. In my mind, if they were married, the debt would become theirs anyway.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how I would see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I think because they're not at that point yet, I feel like if it was me, I would not want you paying my car payment.
Why?
Or part of my car payment.
Why?
Because we're not married.
So? You're in debt. No. You ain't got peas. He's just doing a nice guy thing of just saying, all right, cool. She's in debt. Of course, I'm not going to take on the majority of her debt, but I've got a bit of disposable income here. Let me just
send
her 70 for that car payment every month.
Cool. So what would happen if we broke up? Would you expect that money? Or would you have been gifted me that money?
Let's be real. That money's gone. That £70 has gone towards your car payment.
But would you expect...
No.
Would you expect me to pay that back?
I wouldn't.
Some people might.
That's weird.
That
money
might.
Has gone towards a car payment, okay?
That's hers.
It doesn't matter. It's gone towards a car payment. So it's gone already. It's not like it's going into account and just sitting there. It's gone to account. It's gone out straight away pretty much.
But that's based on the decision that she made because she wanted a car.
Yeah, but also she based on his decision to help her out. When you're helping someone out, it's a bit sad for you to just go the other way and take away all that help just because you've broken up. Let it be.
Do you think that would actually... See, that's the thing. I don't know. I personally wouldn't want you paying my car payment. Mm. Personally. Like, if I knew, okay, I'm in debt, I'm trying to pay it off, I would be focusing on that. And yes, even if you had more disposable income,
mm-hmm.
the only thing that I would say is, in terms of making it fair, is the joint bills that we have, making that in proportion to our income.
Yeah.
Everything else is based on my decision. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I chose to take the car out on finance.
Mm-hmm.
So I then have to put more of my income into the car because I chose to have that.
Fair enough.
I wouldn't expect you to then be contributing to that. If you want, contribute more to the joint bills.
Fair. Then that could be an option for her to say to him, but I don't think that will make her happy because she'll still have to pay her debt. Anyway, the guy is asking what are the options here because he feels that this is going to snowball and lead to many arguments. So what are the options here for this couple?
You get married. That's one option. It is.
So pop the question.
Yeah, you your pop the question, you get married. Solved. Are you going to go to the church or registry?
It's not solved though, babe, because the protagonist here, he doesn't think that they should split their bills. And he hasn't mentioned anything about being married. It's the person that's commented at the bottom that said that this is meant for married people pretty much. So he may just already have an idea that they split bills regardless. But that was funny, getting married.
But that's why I'm giving that's the option. Because especially if she wants to join everything.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, if you want that option, then we get married.
Mm-hmm.
And we join. But the guy also has to be okay with, if you do get married, then you know your debt will kind of potentially become yours.
Mm-hmm.
So are you also, which it seems like he's willing to do, if he's already paying £70 a month
out of his 850,
it kind of feels like he'd be willing to also tackle the debt together.
I'm not so sure about that. I think you're reading into that a bit too much. I think he's just being nice. He's got extra income. So yeah, hold that. But I don't think he'd want their whole debt into that thingy.
Is that because that's how you think? Like, if this was us,
yeah,
you wouldn't mind just giving me £70 towards my car payment?
If I had the disposable income, I'd be like, hold that. Because that's what? Less than 10% of his disposable income.
Interesting. So would you not just think, actually, you know, if we got married, we could just tackle it together?
That's not a pro of us getting married. So that's not a thought that would be at the forefront of his mind as to why he'd want to get married to her. So, for me, that's definitely not it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Marriage is one option.
Okay, marriage is one option. Obviously, the other option is that you split the bills based on your income. So then that should give her more disposable income.
Yeah.
That's probably the best option, I would say, if he doesn't want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Or the third thing is one of you moves out.
I was going to say the moving out one. But if they've got a joint mortgage, that's quite peak.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be different if they were renting. But
yeah,
if you've got the mortgage, that makes it a bit more difficult.
I think fundamentally, they need to have a chat about everything to do with money, from the debt to how they want to actually allocate it. Because he's right, she's feeling a type of way because she's got debt, which is eating up her disposable income.
Mm. I mean, she's still not going to be able to save as much as him anyway.
No.
Because she has the car payment.
Exactly. But if she had a bit more disposable income, maybe she would
maybe she'd be okay.
She'd be okay.
I would say she may have to also take accountability because obviously she's the one in debt. So she would have made that decision. And obviously he isn't. He made that decision.
He was a bit more savvy.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. So you kind of then have to take responsibility to be like, actually, it makes sense that I'm not going to have as much disposable income because I made these certain decisions.
Yeah.
And you just learn from them and, you know, you work towards paying it off and then you end up getting more disposable income.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I have a feeling they took the mortgage out together though.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. Maybe that's why they wanted to split it almost 50-50.
True. Maybe he should have just waited until she sorted out her monies before they went to get a mortgage.
Yeah, because my other question is, obviously he mentions that she's a spender, which
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with being a spender. Obviously I am one, but is she actively working towards paying off her debt, or is she asking for more disposable income so that she can just spend more of her money?
Maybe, potentially.
You never know.
Potentially. It might be a little bit of that green eye, you know? He's got probably more than 3 times her disposable income, yeah. So she's feeling a type of way about it.
Yeah.
But I do think if he wants to have a lot less arguments during your finances, bro.
Once you're married.
Advisably, once you're married. But if you don't want arguments, then do it now so that your disposable income is actually the same. If your disposable income is the same, she won't have much to complain about.
Yeah, maybe. You never know.
What can you... Oh. I'm talking from a rational point of view, but, you know, she might not be rational.
So you think they should still join?
There should be some form of joining. I think it's...
Based on bills, basically.
Yeah, based on bills, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't think he's obliged to help with her debt, but I think it's in his best interest to help with the debt because they are now financially joined because of that mortgage, I'm assuming. And that's why. If they weren't and they were just renting, you don't have... how long is an actual renter's agreement on average? A year?
Yeah, could be 12 months, six
12 months. 12 months, yeah. So there's not that kind of jeopardy you're facing with a mortgage, yeah, if you default.
It's true, because if one of them doesn't pay, the bank will look to the other person and say, you need to pay.
Exactly.
Yeah, they've got a joint mortgage, whether they're married or not. So it's fair enough. It's a good point. But I think the ideal situation would be, it'd probably be a bit easier for you to do all of that if you did get married. Then you could just join everything.
Yeah. Perennial keeps pushing married. Get married, young folk.
The only reason why I'm mainly pushing marriage is just because, obviously, because they've got a mortgage together. If they already see that, okay, that's going to be the next step, and they're already kind of considering joining finances together, then for me, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, with the marriage. Had they, for example, been renting, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
Then totally different conversation. I would not just be saying, yeah, you might want to think about marriage.
Yeah.
But that's just based on, yeah, the context that we've been given.
So would the context change if they were married?
Yes, because then I would say that I would agree then with the, obviously she wouldn't be the girlfriend, she'd be the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree with the wife in terms of them combining. And then they can both then tackle the debt, and then they will both have the same amount of disposable income,
okay,
as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, also the partner would have to be okay with that as well.
Yeah.
I would say, because obviously he's then going to end up having less disposable income.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided to combine their finances. And some of that money will then go towards paying off the debt. So, yeah. But that's a conversation they would have to have.
Yeah.
Definitely don't just get married and just not have that conversation.
For sure.
Yeah.
Question to you then. Do you think it is the man's role to pay for all of the bills or handle all the finances in the household?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't say so.
Why is that?
I wouldn't say so. So for me, from like a faith perspective, I don't see that in the Bible. I see the husband obviously as being a leader.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it necessarily means that the husband has to go and pay all the bills.
Okay.
Because the wife could end up being the breadwinner. The wife could end up making more money. And that happens a lot nowadays.
True. Women are out earning men.
Yeah.
Nowadays, for sure. Okay, interesting.
Why? What are your thoughts?
I agree. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, as a man, as a husband, I think you need to be a provider. Well, what I mean by provider is you're working, you're bringing an income into the household.
Mm.
I think gone are the days where the average man can bring an income into the household by themselves and the family has a good quality of life, whereas they pay all their bills and everything without a problem, but they're also able to do the things they want to do in life, which may be holidays, which may be saving towards other financial goals, etc. So you're not just living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, because things are expensive nowadays.
Yeah, everything's expensive nowadays. It's very difficult for the average man to support his family on an individual salary. And, you know, there's a lot of noise out there about how men should do this and that and the other and be the ultimate providers. But just like everyone else, men have a lot of stuff to deal with as well, a lot of pressures on them. So,
yeah. But I also think even like that question about should the husband be, you know, paying for all the bills? The reason why I wouldn't even consider that probably in our marriage is because like our income all comes into one pot anyway. So mm-hmm. like my money is your money.
Yeah.
So I don't see how it would work for us.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? Pay all the bills and then I just have my money to spend and then you're here struggling.
sometimes that's a dynamic that some people have. It's a weird one. I mean, in our situation, when you were on your 6 months sabbatical,
yeah,
thankfully, by God's grace, we were blessed to be able to live off of my income. I don't think we saved too much during that time, though.
No, we obviously didn't save as much.
Yeah, yeah. But we were able to live off of my income in that time period. But some people aren't fortunate to even do that. You think about men in general, a lot of men are not able to take paternity leave.
Yeah.
Because of the financial burden of them taking 2 weeks off is because some companies don't offer full pay when you're on maternity leave. You need to get statutory sick pay, which is really nothing. And then you only get the 2 weeks. And if you want any more leave, you need to take more annual leave.
Yeah.
So it's tough out there, man.
It is. It is. So I think that's just why I wouldn't expect a man of the house to basically pay everything. I think we work together. And then hopefully that doesn't build resentment either.
Yeah.
Because even going back to that Reddit dilemma, I don't know. It kind of feels like she maybe has some form of resentment.
He feels that she does.
Yeah, maybe he feels that she does. Maybe she doesn't.
Yeah, but men don't shirk your responsibilities. You still got to provide. Maybe just not in the way that the world expects you to provide, but you got to provide. But yeah, I think we'll wrap it up there. Bit of a short one today.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's close.
Okay. Well, if you did like this video, if you're watching on YouTube, please be sure to press the like button and subscribe to the channel. And if you are listening through any of the audio platforms like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, be sure to follow us on there, Cash and Commitment. And of course, you can leave a review. And also, if you need help when it comes to your finances, if you are trying to save more money, pay off debt, you want to start investing, make sure you do check out our one-on-one coaching where we can help you do that. And if you are also interested in couples coaching, you can also book a call to learn more about that as well via the description. But yeah, I hope you have an amazing week and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Peace and love.